You can once again swim safely along Innisfil's Lake Simcoe shoreline. The Simcoe-Muskoka District Health Unit confirmed July 22 the blue-green algae bloom affecting the southeast shoreline of Kempinfilt Bay, Bear Point area, and the southwest shoreline of Lake Simcoe, Innisfil Beach Park area, has been resolved. The bloom is why swimming advisories were first posted at four beaches within town: Innisfil Beach Park North and South, 676 Innisfil Beach Road, Leonards, 2715 Purvis Street, and Bon Secours, 2407 Leonard Street, nearly 2 weeks ago. With Monday's news, those advisories have been lifted. Technically known as cyanobacteria, this algae consists of microscopic organisms that naturally occur in lakes and streams. They usually present in low numbers but can rapidly increase and form dense blooms when the water is warm, slow-moving and full of nutrients such as nitrogen and phosphorus. Many species of blue-green algae have the potential to produce toxins that are harmful to the health of humans and animals, the health unit says. Symptoms following contact or consuming toxins from a blue-green algae bloom can include irritation of the skin, eyes, nose, throat or lungs, stomach pain, headaches, diarrhea, vomiting and in severe cases, liver damage. Symptoms can be more serious if water is swallowed in large quantities. If you suspect a blue-green algae bloom, be cautious and assume that toxins are present to avoid exposure. The bloom also sparked a testy exchange of written words between local watershed advocates and Barrie Innisfil MPP Andrea Kanjan, who also serves as Ontario's Environment, Conservation and Parks Minister. Lake Simcoe is experiencing a record number of beach closures and blue-green algae outbreaks. Significant parts of southern Ontario flooded this week, Rescue Lake Simcoe Coalition Executive Director Claire Malcolmson wrote in a letter to the editor published by Barrie Today on July 19. Typically, MPPs comment on things like this: "We hear crickets." But Kanjan insisted in her own letter published shortly after that the province is taking action to reduce nutrient concentrations and improve the health of the lake. "While there is much more work to do, our efforts are already showing positive results," she said. Some signs of recovery in the Lake Simcoe watershed include a 50% reduction in phosphorus from sewage treatment plants entering the watershed, decreased amounts of algae in the lake and successful reproduction of cold water fish such as lake trout, lake whitefish and cisco. "We will continue to build on our progress and adapt our approach over time to ensure Lake Simcoe can be enjoyed for generations to come." Anyone who sees a potential bloom is encouraged to report it to the Ministry's Parks Spills Action Center online or by phone at 1-866-663-8477.